This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio: Colorado Springs is dealing with one of the biggest snowstorms in decades. The snowfall totals in Colorado Springs have been inconsistent. Some areas of the city have recorded a few inches, while others have received more than a foot, according to the National Weather Service. More than 10 inches fell at the airport, which is the most it has seen in a single day since, listen, March 18th of 1998. Yours truly was still in high school. Colorado Springs St. Patrick's Day Parade is tomorrow. The 40th annual event will take place downtown starting at noon. This year's Grand Marshals are parade organizers John O'Donnell and his wife Carol. The parade route begins at Tejon and East St. Vrain Streets and continues along Tejon to Vermejo. Enrollment opens up tomorrow for a new behavioral health program at Pikes Peak State College. It's offering a quicker way to kickstart a career in the field. Starting this fall, students who attend the Colorado Springs campus can earn certificates as they complete coursework. The goal is to let them enter the workforce early while they pursue their degree. One of the owners in the Penrose funeral home scandal was due in court today. A hearing for Carrie Halford was postponed from Thursday because of the winter storm. She missed her appointment last week for a sobriety checkup, which was ordered as part of her release from the El Paso County Jail. Her husband, John, was let out back in January. Both are headed to trial after 190 decomposing bodies were found in the building last October. They're scheduled to be arraigned next week. And the search is over for a hit-and-run suspect in Pueblo. Police have found the driver of a Jeep Grand Cherokee they ask everyone to keep an eye out for. They haven't made an arrest yet, saying talks are underway with the suspect's lawyer. The crash happened last week when Ruben Cena was killed riding a moped on I-25 near Indiana Avenue. The 57-year-old was a resident in the Pueblo Rescue Mission Step Back In program. Homeowners in the state are a step closer to getting more relief from rising property taxes. A tax force appointed by the governor has been working on solutions since December. And today, the bipartisan group of lawmakers and community leaders will be presenting their recommendations to the state legislature. Some of those ideas could become part of a bill for lawmakers to vote on. A state advocacy group is also working to get signatures on other measures, which could be left up to voters come November. Several hours after a judge's ruling, the special prosecutor in former President Trump's election interference case turned in his resignation. Mitch Evans has details.
Nathan Wade stepped down from the Fulton County case Friday afternoon, meaning District Attorney Fonnie Willis will continue on for the prosecution. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee had ruled earlier in the day that either Wade or Willis needed to depart the trial because of their one-time romantic relationship. In his resignation letter to Willis, Wade said he was stepping aside, quote, in the interest of democracy, in dedication to the American public, and to move this case forward as quickly as possible, end quote. I'm Mitch Evans.
Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark is teaming up with Gatorade to release a custom bottle. Dave Boyle reports.
The company will release Clark's Dream Big Gatorade bottle and towel. The bottle will feature Clark's number, 22, and be based on her favorite colors. In addition, Gatorade will make a pair of $25,000 donations, one going to the Women's Sports Foundation and the other to the Caitlin Clark Foundation. I'm Dave Bull.
A lot of thawing across the region, and with all of the heavy wet snow we have, there will be some lingering ponding on the roads as a lot of this snowpack melts rapidly across the region. So be mindful of that. Temperatures again in the 30s to low 40s on Saturday. Snow chances Saturday night and into Sunday with light accumulations around the Pikes Peak region and areas west of I-25 lingering through Sunday morning before we clear out by Sunday afternoon. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.